You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio, and this is Upload with Katie and Chris. Now, Chris, last week I asked for photography.
You did.
This week I want comedy.
Yes.
Make me laugh, please.
Yeah, because we need some laughter in this time, don't we? We really, really do. And we've had one piece of comedy so far, which was, well, we've had a panto, which I suppose you can kind of class as comedy. And then we also had the sketch comedy from the Three Menopause and Maids.
We did. That was funny.
Which you can find on our BBC Sounds page, BBC Upload Three Counties. So honestly, yeah, please, we would love some comedy. If it's sketch comedy, stand-up comedy, you've written a piece of comedy, I don't know. But please,
I want a proper like belly laugh.
Yeah, yeah, we want
a real laugh
because I think not just we need it. I think we all need it at the moment. So you can do so. All you need to do is go to bbc.co.uk/upload. We'll move on to our next piece of upload that we do have from us, which is poetry. This poetry has quite a hard-hitting message. It's from Catherine Rose Newey in Hoddesdon. Now, Catherine says, "We don't stop to think about how our activities and infrastructure interfere with or hurt or kill animals." So let's hear a little bit from Catherine herself before we hear the piece of poetry.
Hi, my name is Catherine Rose Newey. I am an author of environmental fiction novels and science fiction novels for ages 9 to 14. I also write poetry, some of which you'll hear in a minute, on a variety of topics, but mostly about environmental issues. My poems focus on the impact of human activities and wildlife, such as building houses and driving cars through their habitats, litter which harms wildlife, and hunting and poaching. You can read more of my poems, as well as find out more about my books, at my website, catherinerosenewey.com. I also create worksheets for Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3 kids on various topics such as hedgehogs, elephants, single-use plastics and veganism. If you sign up for my author newsletters at my website, you can download all the worksheets for free.
She's giving away all the information there that you need. Catherine Rose Newey there talking about the reasons sort of behind her poetry and where you can find more info from her. And I think it's only fair that we hear one of her poems.
Goodbye by Catherine Rose Newey. In the desert of our minds, did we not see the coming rotting? Did we purposely avert our eyes from the hacked faces of our insanity? Our secret soulless acts of inhumanity have diverted history from our loud disquiet. Pandora's boxes are full of red and green and gold. Will time, like dust, cover our guns and mines and crops? We, the ones who are cultured, caring and complex beings, our tears falling like rainbows, will not wake the slaughtered ones. Dedicated to all African elephants alive and dead, there are only 400,000 of you left alive, but your numbers are falling dramatically due to poaching, corporate greed, and land grabs. May we wake up and let you be before it's too late.
That was Catherine Rose Newey with her poem Goodbye.